I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, March 12th. Mayor Thomas Koch will ask the Quincy City Council on Monday night to approve $23 million to begin the process of creating a new home for Quincy College. Koch is seeking the funding to acquire the Monroe Building in Quincy Center, tear it down, and build a new 15-story structure for Quincy College and for city offices. Also on Monday, the City Council will continue debating the mayor's request for $120 million for a new Quincy police station. Congressman Stephen Lynch visited the COVID-19 vaccination and testing clinic that's being run by Manatt Community Health Center at 180 Old Colony Avenue in Quincy on Monday. Manatt is administering at least 1,000 vaccinations per week and also conducting COVID testing. Lynch was joined by Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch, Norfolk County DA Mike Morrissey of Quincy, and Norfolk County Sheriff Pat McDermott of Quincy. The Crack Pub on Washington Street in Quincy Point is open again after being shut down for repeated COVID-19 regulation violations. The Board of License Commissioners this week voted 4-1 to allow the Crack to reopen after they suspended their license on December 8th. Owner Stephen Kelly pledged to abide by all regulations. Cindy DeCristofaro of the Health Department voted against the reopening. Rags Tavern on Washington Street in Quincy Point was given a verbal warning this week for COVID-19 regulation violations observed by police inspectors in February. The Friends of Wollaston Beach are encouraging supporters to virtually cheer on the two Shamrock Splashers who will dunk into Quincy Bay on Saturday. The Friends say they want to avoid crowds, so they're urging people to participate virtually and hold their own socially distanced splashes. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, March 12th.